A 25-year-old Salvadoran woman is wearing a black dress with white polka dots. She's sitting with a group of women. Over the past few weeks, they've grown close. She says it was like finding her family outside of her own country, and that it was really beautiful. She says the group of women saw that she was sleeping outside on the floor, and that they share the same blood and the same experiences. The group of women are all LGBTQ asylum seekers who were sent back to Mexico to wait for their day in immigration court in the U.S. The Salvadoran woman is trans. She says she left her home country several years ago because she was constantly extorted by gangs and feared for her life. Her family at one point said that she needed to leave, and they promised to support her until she got to the U.S.-Mexico border. So she left with another trans woman, but they ran into problems when they arrived at Mexico's southern border and got into a taxi.
Este señor había informado adelante de que llevaba dos personas.
She says the man had informed someone that he had picked up two people, but that he didn't know that they were trans, and she was kidnapped in Mexico at gunpoint. She was also raped, and she knew that her friend was also being raped because she could hear her screams. She says they were able to escape one night when the men got drunk. She decided to go back home after that, but later made the journey again. This time, she made it to the U.S., but was deported, so she tried again. That time, she was told to wait in Mexico. This was because of the Remain in Mexico program, also known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP. And while she waits, she's still running into problems. She says that she was at the edge of the river taking a bath, and then a truck showed up and offered her money to go work at a show bar, and he wanted her to go with him to see where he wanted her to work. She says people see her as a point of prostitution. She also says she's been faced with discrimination and transphobia from other migrants and governments on both sides of the Rio Grande. Danny Marrero-He is with the Texas Civil Rights Project, a statewide nonprofit alliance of lawyers who serve Texas communities. She works at the Rio Grande Valley office. She says all asylum seekers are vulnerable while waiting in Mexico, but there's an added layer of danger for LGBTQ migrants.
They didn't trust that their home country could keep them safe. They didn't trust the journey, but they made it anyway. And now that they're here, they don't trust the Mexican government. They don't trust the U.S. government. And it's not because of some like conspiracy. It's because of this reality that you see these policies, these official documents, and they say, here are the steps to do X. And then you take those steps, you follow the process, and nothing happens.
The Texas Civil Rights Project recently worked with other Texas and Chicago-based organizations to try to get six LGBTQ asylum seekers admitted into the U.S. and removed from the MPP program. Marrero-He says the migrants were admitted into the U.S. for review, but then they were sent back to Mexico, even though MPP says vulnerable populations may be excluded on a case-to-case basis. She says she doesn't know what else CBP needs to hear to finally understand that these migrants are vulnerable while they wait in Mexico.
At this point, it just feels that there's just no way for CBP to not know that. It's a willing and conscious choice that they're making, that they know that this entire group of people, LGBTQ or not, all the hundreds of people here are vulnerable, and they are willingly and choosing to violate their legal and human rights to seek asylum.
A Cuban woman who identifies as lesbian was among the people recently returned to Mexico. She fled her home country because a professor back home was extorting her, and a police officer would threaten her about four times a week. The woman says she recently heard about Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker escorting several asylum seekers across the international bridge in El Paso. She says he crossed several women and asks, why not them too? She says they're a bit more vulnerable and asks, why can't someone do the same for them? She says she would like to see local representatives or any other elected official do the same for them. But for now, she and other LGBTQ asylum seekers are going to stick together. The Salvadoran woman says despite everything she's been through, she's going to continue to fight and push forward because she wants to be an example of resilience.
Ante todo ser libre, vivir en paz y
she says above all, she just wants to be free and to live in peace and to be able to lay in bed and be able to say that she's not going to pay anymore to live. The Texas Civil Rights Project and other organizations recently filed a campaign to raise awareness about this group of asylum seekers in hopes of getting them admitted into the U.S. and taken out of the MPP program. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Matamoros, Mexico.